What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another great episode of The Stoop, where we talk hoops, hoops, and more hoops. I'm your guy, TJ. I want to say thank you to everybody who likes, subscribe, tunes in on every platform for the show each and every time out. Thank you so much. Before we get into it, we want to say big shout out to our sponsor for season 5, Yave Tequila. Shout out my guys, Joe and Ron. We got the regular flavor with that smooth agave. We also got the jalapeno and the mango. Yave, y'all, get you some. Got to say what's up to my player partner, my partner in crime, Kev P. Say what's up to the people, bro.
As always, I'm happy to be here.
Kev, we usually talk about sports, but for today, man, we're going to talk about the culture, man. And listen, when it comes time to it, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame in that DJ book. Coming out of that big city of Philadelphia, listen, he started my career off with doing events, man. And we had another opportunity to link up in the Leah Cora Center for El DeBarge and Jasmine Sullivan. And he started me off on a great opportunity to DJ myself. But listen, he is one of the ones, you think about it, it's Janet, it's Mario, it's Nas, it's Marshall. The list goes on. You're talking about Fallon, Letterman, the show of shows, the Soul Train, that's him, 106 in Park, and TRL. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an icon on the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please, DJ Active. Act, appreciate you, bro.
What's up, y'all? I appreciate you guys.
Definitely, man. So listen, let me get into it, man.
Yeah.
Coming from Philly, why, in your opinion, is Philly just one of the most underrated, underappreciated, undervalued city in the musical landscape that we know?
I mean, listen, it's so many amazing rappers, you know, underground DJs, bands. I would say first, we could start with the band members. There's a bunch of band members that's running a lot of the music industry right now. A big friend of mine's name is Adam Blackstone, and he's a music director. Shout out to Adam. And Adam is controlling like everything, you know, on TV in the background, as far as the Grammys, the Oscars, BET, all the shows. He just did the Grammys with Little Baby,
All Star Weekend,
yeah. and the list goes on. So we can start right there about a lot of people that's underrated that people don't know that Philly has definitely inspired and is controlling the music industry. So that's just one. And then you got a bunch of rappers. There's a lot of dope rappers, a lot of singers. You got Suzanne Christine. And the list goes on. Chill Moody's dope. Chill Moody. You know, I feel as though they should get their share as well.
Definitely, definitely. So let me talk to you, man. Let me dig in the crates a little bit. So we talking about Cosmic Kev. We talking about Doc B. We talking about Corey.
Yeah.
We talking about them legends back in the day in Philly, man. Who was that DJ that you listened to coming up that said, you know what, maybe it was a cut, maybe it was a break, maybe it was a transition to say, yo, I'm falling in love with this music and DJ thing, bro?
The person I looked up to, I mean, shout out to Cosmic Kev. I gotta give respect to Kev, because if it wasn't for Kev, I went and got heard on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Back in like 1999.
Right.
And that's when I got to go on tour with Music Soul Child. So shout out to Cosmic Kev for giving me that chance, you know what I'm saying, on the radio, on the come up show. But the guy I looked up to is DJ Cash Money, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. And then my cousin, his name is DJ Ghetto. He's the one who kind of showed me how to scratch, you know, on that type tip. So I get the respect of those three, for
sure. Go ahead, Kev.
Listen, when we talk about DJing, man, many DJs, as we know, they just play what's popular. Sometimes they feel like it's just a pre-established playlist that they go off. And whether it's a backyard barbecue, wedding, world tour, whatever, please explain to these iPod DJs how important it is to read the crowd, when to blend, when to cut the song, like, because I think it's vital and it's a mastered, it's a lost art. So please explain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I ain't going to take no shots at the upcoming DJs. Salute to the newcoming DJs, you know, much respect. But, you know, just to piggyback off what you were saying, you definitely got to read the crowd. You know, you got to see what's in the room. You can't just play, you know, trap music. You know, you got to know all your genres of music. You know, that'll keep you working. You know, if you know rock music, you know, neo soul, you know, hip hop, you know, your classics, you know, your 80s, you know, your 70s, that'll keep you in a different room. You know, shout out to D Nice. He's doing a great job with it right now. He's playing a bunch of classics. He just won Entertainer of the Year, man. So that's big, you know, for a DJ. So a lot of DJs, you know, they should look at D Nice. Look how he's doing. I mean, he's playing classics, but he making a lot of money right now. He's multi-millionaire just for playing in the house. So, you know, it's a different time now, you know. I know, like you said, it's, you know, iPod DJs, you know, don't just go off of Spotify. Definitely dig for the songs.
Facts.
I will say that. Dig for the songs. If you can't, you ain't going on the crates, you're not doing 45s or looking at 12 inches, cool. But at least go online on YouTube and find the songs and get MP3s or get with a record pool. So you know, so you got instrumentals, acapellas, you got the real version, not a remix version that you heard on Spotify or going over Spotify playlist to say, hey, these are the hottest songs right now. It's a bunch of music that's hot, classic and new. So it's just all about doing your homework.
Definitely. All right. Speaking of classic and new, as a fan of hip hop and R&B music, some of my faves are when they blend the two together. It's been done for years. We all know that. But Diddy, in particular, made it real popular in the 90s. Mary J. and Real Love over Milk Beat.
Absolutely.
Thompson, The Things You Do over Run DMC. Whatever. We could go on and on. You often, while touring, will blend some of the popular songs out with whoever was popping from that particular city that you're in on any given night. What are three of your favorites that you did or that stands out?
Man, I would say, well, on the Janet tour, 2017, State of the World tour, Cardi B had a song that come out, Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I did, she was like, hey, I want you to add like a new hot record, one of my classic records. So what I did was I took Bodak Yellow and put it over Nasty, Nasty Girl by Janet, you know, and I mixed that up right there and she loved it. And then Cardi B actually tweeted me, they reposted. So that was like one of my highlights, you know. So I like to bring the old with the new, mix the new with the old. I did a lot of that in Janet's on our show, man. I try to add, I add Blow the Whistle in with That's the Way Love Goes, and they break down on that, you know what I'm saying? I put Gangstar DeWick with Pleasure Principle. She danced off that. I did, and when we went to New York, I put let's say Nas's Made You Look over what song was that? What was that? It's so many. Damn, it was like a house record that she had, and I mixed that, man. So I try to add, you know, the old with the new. That's what I did on the Janet vibe. So
okay, dope. That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, Jay.
So act, listen, man, like, I know with me, I get excited when teams hit me to host and do different things, man, but you want another stratosphere.
Same stratosphere. We're on the same stratosphere.
No. It's different. Let's be clear. It's different, bro. But for me, man, I get excited. For you, when the first, give me like two or three people that you, because I call it the call. When were you excited to get that call? Like that artist called you, be like, yo, we going on road. Like, I need you. Like, who, yo, like, really? Like, who is that for you, bro?
Okay, first I got to give it to the Janet call. That kind of just blew my mind. Word. But when I got the call to work with Nas, that kind of like, you know, he called me, you know, and I'm driving down on Market Street. I'm like, yo, how'd you get my number? He's like, yo, I like the way you rock with my wife. You know what I'm saying? At that time, I was working with Jay Irvin, and shout out to Jay. Yeah. And that's Dr. J's son. Jay Irvin was managing Khaleesi at that time. So he took me over to Milan. I did a show over there, and Nas was there. And he liked the way I was rocking with his wife, man. He got my number from Jay. He called me. He was like, yo, I got some shows coming up in Jamaica, small tour. I would like you to rock. I'm going crazy. Like, yo, this is my favorite rapper. Like, he really just called my phone and asked me to come spend with him. So that probably was like the highlight, you know.
Definitely.
For me.
Definitely. There's different genres of music, but there's also different eras. And everybody talks about the legendary 90s era and the legendary 2000s era for many regards. You know, you was able to do and bless an event for me in the early 2000s. But the question that I have for you is, man, in comparison, is it true that the 2000s don't get as enough shine as it needs to versus always being compared to potentially the 90s as a DJ, in your opinion, your mind's eye?
I would say that. I think 2000s don't get that much respect. You know what? In the South, let's say Atlanta or Texas or Nashville, they showing them mad respect. Like, they boom bap parties is early 2000. Right. So I got to give them that. Now, up North, it doesn't get that much shine as most, you know, just like the night you get more shine with the 90s music. They say that the golden era is the 90s, early 90s. But I would say early 2000, up top, it doesn't get that much shine, no.
And the question I have, because you had Backstage, you had Clue, you had X, you had J, icons in themselves, and prayers up for X right now, man. But my thing is, why doesn't it get that much energy? And you can go through a 90s set and everybody on their feet, from your grandmother from 8 to 80, but 2000 just got as many hits, man. Like, just why isn't that the factor?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I can't answer that. I don't know why. Okay. Like, that's kind of crazy, bro. Like, I don't really know.
One more question for you that I have, and then I'll go back to Kevin because I know you got to get out of here. You were featured, man, you was in the background, man. And this is one of the things, like, one of my favorite movies and one of my favorite docs when I just need some energy, and it was Can't Stop, Won't Stop. And you had Diddy Crib, man, and you playing in the background and you doing your thing. What's his energy like, man? And how have any of the virtues that you've seen from Puff going now hard that you trying to put into your lifestyle, your energy, and you being a vital part of the industry, bro?
Yo, Puff was dope, man. His energy is amazing. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had me at his house. Basically, you know, he had me actually auditioning in his house.
Wow.
You know, and he was like, yo, I want you to just rock these songs. I'm going to give you like 10, 15 songs, whatever. Put these songs together, and this is how we're going to do the Bad Boy tour. So I mixed them up, and then he gave it to the band, which was Adam Blackstone at the time. It was like, wow. Yo, I want y'all to play it down just like this. So, I mean, being around him, man, was like, whoa, that was incredible, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a pioneer. He's amazing, fam. You know, and he's on it. Like, he's on it.
Got you. Go ahead, Kev.
So, listen, we just talked about Diddy. We talked about Jen, and those are some iconic names. And when I looked at, you know, some of the lists that you were the official tour DJ for, you know, those are some standout names. But one stood out to me in particular, and that was Miley Cyrus. Although she sometimes has influences from our culture, her core demographic is very different. Yeah. How did that come about, and how much of an adjustment, if any at all, was that to have to DJ for her?
It wasn't really that bad of an adjustment. You know, I mean, basically, it was like four or five shows I did with her. They were some TV shows, and basically was just playing me the TV. It was playing TV tracks. We did like MTV, was it TRL? We did some other MTV shows, and it was cool, man. You know, we did a couple shows together. You know, basically, I was just playing her music. You know, they had me do some scratches in the band with her, and I mean, I had to play a little bit of crossover music at that time. You know, some Justin Timberlake, and you know, I had to open up for the crowd. So it was cool, man. It was cool.
Listen, your resume is crazy deep. Some of the biggest names, as we just said, but when we talk about world tours,
facts,
not many can really rival Jen. Who were some of the past, present, or future artists that you wanted to add to your bucket list, if you can?
Jay-Z, man. I always wanted to play for Jay-Z. I never played for Jay-Z. I definitely wanted him on the list. And who else? I would say Mobb Deep, man. I was a Mobb Deep fan, so I wanted to rock for Mobb, man. I never got a chance to, you know what I'm saying, RP Prodigy, but I definitely wanted to rock with Mobb.
Hey, Ak, can I add on to that, man? How about some two or three legendary venues you would want to do before it's all said and done, bro?
Wow. Let's see. I didn't touch most of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. Anything left?
I don't think so, man. I think I touched them on these Janet tour and that Puffy tour. I think I touched them all, bro.
That's fair enough.
Barclays Center, you know what I'm saying, with Puff. Oh, man, the Palladium.
Yeah, that was probably bananas. You know,
yeah, it was crazy man.
So seeing as you've been just about everywhere, because we know we got baby making music and there's feel-good music and club bangers, and then there's like stadium music. Who do you think make the best stadium music? Like, once you out there, it's just rocking.
I would say Puff, definitely, and Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'll give that to them. Yep.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Tay.
So, Ak, we're going to finish this up, man. I got a couple more questions for you real quick. First one, man, you got a dope vibe going on yourself, man. And like I said, thank you for pulling up to the stoop with us. But let's talk Dab Fest, bro. So you got some amazing R&B acts coming to the stage with you, man. And y'all chopping up, doing y'all thing. And you also got some iconic, legendary hip-hop artists as well, man. Talk about where the concept came about, man, and some of the ones that you like so far that you've enjoyed personally doing, man. My personal one was I like you with the one that you did with the greatest entertainer, Dougie. That's because I'm a Dougie fan, man. I love Dougie. But shout out to what you got going on, man. But how'd the concept come about?
With the chill vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah, through the quarantine, man. It happened through the quarantine. So, you know, I was spending in the house, man, and then I just started reaching out to relationships I had from being on tour. Like, y'all like to interview y'all as well, playing some cool music, you know, and it's been flowing like that. People have been hitting me up. They managers like, yo, we want to do chill vibes. So it's been kind of dope, man, to keep it going. Dougie was dope, man. Dougie cool as hell. I know you saw that, John. He's cool. He's dropping some jewels in there.
Yes. They talking about him and Rick and all that, man. I was like,
woo! I didn't know that he gave Slick Rick his name. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I didn't know that neither. That was crazy. So just him and talking about that whole Slick Rick story, man. I never knew that. And I try to know as much about music as well. But man, thank you for having that. And that was definitely dope to find out he did that. One of my next questions is, the quarantine, the pandemic affected a lot of different people other than, you know, the chill vibe. How were some other ways that you were able to pivot? How did you maneuver? Were you still getting the calls? Like, how was you doing in that space, man?
Well, I wasn't doing too good, man. I was kind of depressed, you know, early on. After it hit, because I was like, all right, what the hell am I going to do? But, you know, my managers was like, look, man, you know, the nights is going on. I need you to start going on live. So I started going on live every day, man. You know, people was getting in there. You know, they was hitting us with the Cash Apps. And then from there, you know, I started the chill vibes. I had the Protect Your Neck party. And it just started building up, man. And then I got a sponsorship from Maker's Mark. And that kind of what got me through the quarantine.
Exactly. Kev, you got any more?
Yeah, I got one last question for you, big homie. Which is a better feeling? Doing a DJ battle or rocking a party?
Ah, rocking a party, man. The energy for the party is probably the best. I mean, I love DJ battles, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did a lot of them, you know, my younger days. But, you know, I like to see in the crowd, like in a stadium or a theater, and they hands up. That energy is different, man. It's different.
Definitely.
Fair enough.
Before we get up out of here, man, we a sports show, man. We got a sports theme to it, but we also here for the culture. But talk about, man, if there's one you can share, I'm going to say that. You know, just give us some energy around NBA All-Star Weekend, man, or maybe a sneaker event. I know you're doing things with Reebok and Adidas and everybody else, man, but share a story, man, with some athletes that people don't know like music, like the dance, like the two-step, man, that you're able to share.
Shucks. I'm going to say last year, All-Star Weekend, we actually did it. That was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know, your man LeBron, he's a real – R&B fan, so he was singing a bunch of songs. You know, we were sitting right near the bench or whatever. And he was singing all R&B songs. So he's a singer. That's probably what y'all don't know.
Okay, That's good to know. Well, listen, Ab, we want to thank you so much, man, for pulling up to the stoop with us, man. We know you got a lot more things in store, man. Safe travels to you out there in Vegas this week, man. And thank you so much, brother, for pulling up, man. And best wishes to you in the future,
my brother. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. For my guy, Kev Peters, been another great episode of The Stoop. We'll see you soon. Take care.